Welcome to your daily devotional for February 25th. Shutting down free speech. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 8 reads, "So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, 'There is still one man, Micaiah the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil.'" Now moving down to verses 26 and 27 in the same chapter. "So the king of Israel said, 'Take Micaiah and return him to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus says the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and water of affliction until I come in peace.'" King Ahab did not like this particular prophet, Micaiah, because he always prophesied evil against King Ahab. In fact, all that God's prophet was doing was speaking the truth. Having prophesied that King Ahab would not return from the battle in peace, the king put the prophet of the Lord in prison. The man of the world could tolerate the truth only so much, and then he decided he had to shut up the man of God in the prison. Speech that King Ahab did not like would ultimately be shut down, whether it was true or not. But it seems that he knew that the speech of the prophet was true, and that all the more pricked the king's conscience, so his freedom of speech was shut down. We see this today in the attack on the First Amendment rights of Americans. Freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religious expression that conflicts with the belief system of the liberal-minded socialists that have assumed power in our republic is seen as needing to be shut down. The censors in various quarters are hard at work to zealously stifle that which they don't like. Consider this. The Bible is truth. It has a lot to say about murder, ungodly lifestyle, sin, and accountability to the Creator God. It promotes the truth that there is only one way to heaven, Jesus Christ. God's word has been intact and unchanged for thousands of years. And not a word of the Bible has ever been successfully challenged, nor ever will be. There was a reason our founding fathers put the First Amendment in our Constitution. Without the freedoms it enumerates, there is no real freedom at all. Friend, even when others say things you disagree with, give them the right to say it. Don't be a totalitarian. This is not 1984, it is 2021, and how I wish it was 1791 still, when Christian worldview held the day. Let us oppose censorship in the press or elsewhere, knowing that our freedom to freely preach the gospel will be next. We'll preach it anyway, but it's good to have the freedom to do it.